when it comes to being philosophical about things like this. And these are possible turning points in our nation's history, depending on your outlook and your point of view. Election day for president, it certainly will make history one way or the other. That much is assured. We're going to have a historic night one way or the other. There will be no status quo, no matter how you slice it. But there will be a set of winners, and there will be set perceived out there of losers. How do we handle that collectively and individually? Let's visit this morning with Regional Psychological Services founder and head, Dr. John Braccio, drjohnb.com. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you, Dave. I believe the first thing we have to do is be practical, okay, and realize that probably if you lose, one election is not going to be the end of the world, okay? On the other hand,
hopefully,
if one wins, it isn't necessarily the beginning of a new 2,000-year Reich or something. So I think what we have to do is do the best we can to support the views that we feel are the most important. We do our vote, which is our constitutional duty, and really our right as a citizen of the United States, something we better take very seriously. And then we have to patiently, we have to watch, see what happens. And then after the election, if the person we want to win loses, of course we feel bad. We feel that we put a lot of time, a lot of energy in, and particularly those that have been, you know, working, calling, phone, you know, on the phone, on the internet, doing things. It's going to be difficult and very, very hard for people. But again, you could say we've survived a lot of presidents that we thought weren't that good, or at least we believed it initially, and they turned out to be good in the end, you know, at history, if you will. So let's all try to be civilized. Let's try to be good to each other. Let's try to be sensitive. Let's try to do a whole bunch of good behaviors in a campaign that the leaders certainly have not always been showing what we'd call good manners. How does that sound?
Can they take a hint from the electorate then, if we if we provide the guiding light from the ground up, the grassroots, as it were, or is that asking too much?
Well, I certainly hope so. The thing that I see here, though, I think the change election here is you have so many people dissatisfied with Washington that maybe it doesn't matter so much who wins right now. I think whoever wins might be in much worse shape psychologically than the person who loses, because they're going to have to deal with the feelings and the attitudes. Because right now, when you have like a 70-some percent of the country, at least a poll I've seen here a while ago, that shows people are dissatisfied with the direction of the country, then certainly whoever the president is, who supposedly the leader, if you will, is going to have a pretty hard time dealing with the groups, by the way, Congress, that have very, very low approval ratings. So it's going to be tough. I think the main thing is that people can be civilized if whoever wins can work at trying to pull all the people together and not be focusing on balkanizing people into groups and identifying groups by groups, but talking about everybody as, you know, we are one, working at that level. I think that would be a very, very positive thing, and I think we're kind of breaking away from that in the way elections are going in the recent past.
Visiting this morning with Dr. John Braccio. Of course, you can find the podcast here at drjohnb.com. Doc, I think starting in 2000 with the very contentious recount of that election in the state of Florida, et cetera, that we started something that I've never heard in my lifetime to that point, and have heard a bunch since, which is, someone is elected, and I hear, well, they're not my president. That's not my president. Well, of course they are, whether you voted for that person or not, or whether you even voted at all. They're your president until they are no longer your president. But we started that mindset. Will that continue this time around after a very nasty, rough and tumble election?
I think so. I don't want to sound
fair
negative,
bet.
You know, I'm positive. The problem I see, I don't believe certainly the Republican Party will exist as it has existed, because you clearly have a leadership, an elite leadership adrift that really is not very interested in the person who is running on their behalf, okay?
Right.
So I think if, let's assume that, you know, Secretary Clinton wins, I think that group will be given some of the blame if there is a loss, and probably appropriately, I might add. So you're going to have this group out there. You're going to have people like, for Trump, the group of people that used to be the old Roosevelt coalition, if you will, the working class. You've got a huge number of them in there. And I don't think they're just going to all of a sudden go along with the new leadership. On the other hand, the Democrats have a candidate who, as we know in the past, there's always something going on when you have the Clintons in power, and I wish her all the luck in the world if she wins. It's just, and there are all these other WikiLeaks, all these things coming out. So I think that the Democratic Party is going to have to be asking questions, too. Where are we going? What is our, you know, our direction? So because I think President Obama has been a very unique phenomenon as a person, as a leader, as an individual, whether you like him or don't like him. And I'm not quite sure Hillary can carry that off if she were to win. So I think there's going to be some extreme changes in political parties and the way they even function in the coming year. So this is one of those elections, whether, you know, whether Donald Trump wins or loses, he's the result of all of the confusion and things that have occurred, probably more in the Republican than the Democratic Party. So it's going to be it's going to be fascinating to first see who wins today, then how the winners and losers behave, and then what happens to the current political parties as we know them. It's going to be really, it sounds like a funny thing to say, it's going to be exciting, and hopefully the good will come out of it. This country survived for some centuries now, and doesn't seem like it ought to, but psychologically, I think we ultimately all are one.
We manage to muddle through, don't we?
We do.
and rather successfully at that. Yeah. I get a chuckle out of this, Doc, before we let you go. The number of people I see, and it's actually been on more than one side of the, I guess, of the political fray here, saying that they don't want to be here in this country if their candidate doesn't win. They're going to move, and I think about that. What makes me laugh is, well, you're still connected to Facebook anyway, so what difference does it make? You're still going to be posting on here, whether it's from Toronto or the other side of the Ambassador Bridge, so what difference does it make? But that's there's been a lot of that. Maybe things will tone down just ever so briefly on social media. I'm not holding out a lot of hope for that, but yeah, you never know, maybe, right?
You know, I certainly hope so. One thing I do find, though, all the people that claim that they're going to leave if the election doesn't work the way they want, to me, most of them seem to be staying. I don't see them in New Zealand or somewhere off. They also might get trampled by the millions from around the world that want to come into the United States. So I think that for whatever you think at a particular time, this is still the Jerusalem, the Mecca, that people want to come for opportunity, and let's hope that the light stays on at the end of the tunnel for everyone.
Yeah, I agree with you. We're still the shining city on the hill, even when that city needs a little buff up and a little wash off once in a while. It still manages to shine. He's Dr. John B., Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services, and drjohnb.com, the place to find the podcast. Winners and losers. Hopefully, we're all winners by going and voting as Americans and exercising our franchise, as you said, our civic duty. I have some people tell me, Doc, that, hey, it's my right to not vote. And I say, well, you are right, but that doesn't make you right. So if you catch my meaning to that. But, you know, it is. Yeah, you have the right, but hopefully people will go out and do it today. Thanks for being here, as always.
I also believe, though, if you're going to complain, you want to go and put your vote in, then I think it makes it a far more
relevant skin in the game.
Point.
Yeah, you have skin in the game at that point. All right, Dr. John B., our friend here, thank you for joining us as always. We have more ahead coming up. Morning Wake Up, stick around. 1320, this is WILS.